Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechta Shabbos, Perik Vav, Mishnah Beis. La Yetze Yish, a man should not go out, bis Sandal Hamasumar. Sandal is like a sandal, they used to wear it at the bottom of their feet, and it was tied with strings. It's the kind of shoes they used to wear. Hamasumar means that they would take nails and bang it into the bottom. So like when you were walking, it had a very good traction. It had like nails at the bottom. Now why can't you go out with it on Shabbos? Why did Chazal ask her to wear this on Shabbos and Yom Tov? It happened once that they were hiding in the cave because there were terrible gzeiras against Yidden. And they heard voices or a coil, some type of a coil, and there was a panic. The enemy is coming! The enemy is coming! And everyone started running, and because they were wearing these sandals, they stabbed each other, and many Yidden were killed. And because this story happened on Shabbos, they asked to wear this on Shabbos and Yom Tov, which is a day when people get together. Vaitra zok the Mishnah, v'loi biyachet. You can't walk out with a single sandal. Bizman she'ein v'ragle maka. When there is no wound on his foot. What does this mean, when there is no wound on his foot? If someone is walking on the street, if you were standing on the street, and you saw someone walking without shoes, that would be strange. Okay. I don't know if you're going to stop and laugh. There are certain places people walk without shoes. Although we don't, of course. But if you saw someone walking on the street with one shoe and nothing on the other foot, I think it would be funny. Of course, it's wrong to laugh, but some people will stop and chuckle, laugh, giggle. So this is the concern over here. This person who's walking with only one sandal, he's going to see people laugh at him. So what if he's going to take off the one shoe that he's wearing, the one sandal that he's wearing, and hide it? Because he doesn't want people to laugh at him that much. Or what if people are going to accuse him? Ah, he must have taken off one, and he's holding it under his cloak, and they're going to think that he's carrying on Shabbos. But if it's obvious that he has a Band-Aid or a maka, let's say an ingrown toenail or something, some kind of a wound on the other foot, that he couldn't get his shoe on, or the doctor told him he can't get his shoe on, so he's not going to be embarrassed when he's walking with one shoe on and one shoe not, because everyone sees why. That's why v'loy v'yachad, you can't walk out with a single sandal, b'zman she'ein b'ragli maka, if he doesn't have a wound on the other foot. V'loy b'tfilin, now let him walk out with tfilin. Now, we pass in Shabbos lavs and on tfilin. We don't put tfilin on Shabbos. Tfilin is even considered muksa on Shabbos. There is an opinion that holds Shabbos z'man tfilin. Even according to that opinion, you don't wear it on Shabbos. Why? Because you're not allowed to wear tefillin if you have to go to the bathroom. So we're scared, what if someone has to relieve himself? He's going to take off his tefillin, and he may come to carry it. A kameya is, they would write down, let's say, Hashem's name or certain things on a parchment, and that would be, a person would wear it, would roll it up, put it in a case, hang it from his neck, a person would wear it, and it would be a refuah for that person. So you can't wear such a kameya on Shabbos, bizman she'einoi min hamumcha, if it doesn't come from an expert. If we know that this kameya came from an expert who already healed three people, so this is considered like a tachshit. It's something the chayla wants to wear. For him, it's like an ornament. But if it comes from a person who hasn't proven himself yet, at least three times, that he knows how to heal people, that he knows how to write these kameyas, then you can't wear it on Shabbos. But like the shirian, shirian is like a kind of armor people used to wear on themselves. Goliath wore a shirian. It's like scales of a fish, a thick armor. That looks like he's going to battle. Are you going to battle on Shabbos? But like the kazda, for that matter, he can't wear a helmet. But like the magafayim. Gafayim are certain metal things they used to tie to their feet to protect their legs in battle. But all these things, yim yatzah, if he did go out with it, ein echayim chatas. He's not chayiv, a carbon chatas.